family that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done. And remember, this is a family that we are, no matter what.
I'm in a Hallmark overload.
You're in a Hallmark? Okay. Okay, fill me in.
Thanksgiving hadn't made it here yet, but, you know, Christmas is right around the corner. You know, the Hallmark channel, you know, they have a lot of Christmas movies and stuff going on. Tonight, they got quite a few that I really want to watch, and they're playing at the same time, and my brain can't handle it.
Your brain
can't handle it. It can't handle it.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm doing some side work on the side and still trying to do that. So I may be dipping in and out tonight, but I'm gonna have you on and I'm gonna be listening. But
okay,
I'm working on some stuff too. So
okay,
so how's it going?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I was all day booking shows and booking special people and trying to make sure that we get this show in. We got some very, very talented people in our family. So I'm just reaching into the basket and grabbing people to come on. And I am so excited about tonight's show because in a few minutes, you know, in a little while, we're going to have Victoria Fall Scott on, the author of Twisted Wisdom. Now, I went to her website, and for those of you that want to go there right quick on your mobile device, that's at victoriafallscott.com. Go there. You will see some information about her book. It's called Twisted Wisdom. It says it's a well, anyway, I don't want to dive into it too quick. Go there. Get ready. We're going to – you can read through it and have yourself prepared to speak with the author. If you have any questions, you can just press one and, you know, you'll be able to talk to him. But until then, back to Holiday Shenanigans. Okay, so I have not started on my Hallmark movies yet. I have a TV binging habit that needs to come under control. I mean, it needs to be binging. I have a binging problem. Me and my husband, we are addicted to binging on things. We try to find things to binge on. Now, I ran into this movie tonight. As a matter of fact, I just finished watching it, right?
Mm.
It's called Bad Hair.
Okay.
Bad Hair. Have you seen this?
I don't think I've watched that one.
Okay.
No.
Listen. Okay. Bad Hair. It's about a girl that gets a weave. The weave is possessed. Used to be owned by witches. It came from the scalp of witches. Hold on. I'm not done. So, all of these black women went from natural hair to sewing in the 80s. The hair was possessed. It fed off of blood. When the lady did the sewing, I don't know, but I've had enough of Spike Lee. I think that Spike Lee needs to go ahead and turn it in. He's done enough. We see you and we hear you, Spike Lee. But back to this movie here, Bad Hair, right? Let me pull up this synopsis, which I started to put the trailer on here, but the audio of the trailer would do no justice without you seeing the trailer. You have to visually see this monstrosity. Anyway, so she was working at a TV station, network, whatever. This lady, it was a natural hair lady that was over the station. It was all about black culture. All of a sudden, a light skin, sew-in hair lady came in, which, let me be honest, I was very offended by this comedy/horror film, okay? I'm going to just be honest, okay? But anyway, So she came in and she was like, aren't you tired of looking like this? This is around the 80s, which in the 80s, natural hair was not popular, okay? So
right.
She went to this place and got a weave, okay? She got a sew-in. They braided up her hair. Now, she already had, she was tender-headed. You remember back in the day when you used to talk about tender-headed, Zan, when you're tender-headed?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The lady braided her hair up, sewed her hair in, sewed it into the girl's scalp. My God. Told her, don't worry about it. Take this moisturizer with you and don't get your hair wet. Now, this is the key. This is why I was like, I'm offended. The lady, when the hair gets wet, right, it's untamable, but it just gets all discombobulated because you know it's oh my God. Girl, listen, let me tell you. It was horrible. Even though I was glued to my seat and my eyeballs was halfway out of my sockets watching this. We got Usher in it, Vanessa Williams.
What?
Blair Underwood. Who else I saw in there? I just can't even name them all, but they was in here.
What year did this movie come out?
It just came out in October. In October.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is supposed to be a Halloween movie.
Yes. Yes. A Halloween or a month or a, I don't know. It was ridiculous. They had Usher in it looking like MC Hammer Reject, but I guess that was the 80s. Let's move on.
Yeah,
anyway,
that
so
right
I can't. I do reviews of movies on my website, and I cannot give this 5 popcorn buckets. I'm going to give it 2.
Oh, it actually gets some buckets?
Yeah, it
gets
2 buckets. It gets 2 buckets for comedy. That's it. That's it. Horror. Oh, horror, it definitely was horrible. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't give it buckets for horrible. You know?
You're right.
Right. Okay, y'all. So, we're getting ready for our special guest. I am so excited again. She's not just an author. She is my cousin. Understand? Our cousin. Listen, the whole family, anyway. And I'm excited about this book. I was, like I said, I was on her website reading about it. But I would love for her to expound on it. When she comes in, I also want everybody to know, if you have something to say, make sure you press 1, because I don't know if you don't press 1, that means you're just listening. If you press 1, that means you just want to say something. But if you don't press 1, I don't know what to say to you, you know, about it. We definitely want to invite any of our family members that got something going on the show. And again, press 1 if you have something to say. Okay? Press 1. All right. So, next week, I think it's next week. Is it next week? No, the week after next, we have another family member coming on to talk about his new project that he has coming out. I mean, that he has already out on YouTube, SoundCloud, and a couple of other places. We're going to have Cash In on the show. I'm excited about that. We're going to be playing his music and all that good stuff. And I think next week we have a guest as well. But I have to, you know, I want to make sure I got all of that, like they say, solidified and everything before we jump on into it. All right. Oh, look at here. I think we already got our guest. Hello, is this Miss Fall Scott that I'm talking to?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
And thank you for
look
having
out,
me.
Look
out, kids. How's it going?
It's going.
It's going well.
It ain't stopped yet.
Yeah. I am excited about you being on the show. You know, I know you have another book coming out, but I want to get into this Twisted Wisdom. When I read the title, I was like very, very curious. And when I got on the site, I got so excited. I said, oh my God, I have to get this book, you know. And I ain't going to lie to you, I'm not a book person, but when I read the description, I said, oh Lord, this is something I got to get into. So go ahead and introduce yourself, and then we're going to get into the book.
Well, my name is Victoria Falscott. I am the author of Twisted Wisdom. And I guess right now will be the point of, I guess I'd say, what questions do you have for me?
Well, okay, this is what I'm going to say. Before we get deep into questions, I want to know if you could read a little bit out of the book, like an excerpt from the book, right? And then... Uh-huh. And then, as we begin to ask questions, because I like to tell the truth, I haven't got a chance to read the book, you know. So you pretty much are going to be introducing us to this, because it looks like it's a juicy little I got a juicy little plot going on with it. Yes, you know. Let's see, Skylar, I see. Selena, Victor, I see some characters, you know, and so we're just going to take this opportunity to just let you just really, really get, you know, introduce not just you, but the book to us so we can also get an audience going for it.
Okay, that'd be good. Let me open up a little bit about the book so I can read a little bit. Let's see if we can.
All right.
If we can bring that up real quick.
Okay,
and it
okay.
is available in paperback, and it's available in ebook. So if you wanted to actually, I know on Kindle it's available to download at no charge at all to you if you already have Kindle Direct. So
let me get Kindle Direct. Listen, What was going on that brought this? Because the title in itself is something else. What inspired you to write this book?
Particularly dealing with Twisted Wisdom, I would say if you deal with everyday life, and, you know, most people go to counselors. But if you are an individual that don't necessarily go to a counselor, you have these different methods that you come up with to cope with different things that you've actually had to deal with in life. And sometimes those methods that you come up with pushes you into the position to, I would say, twist up wisdom a little bit to where it works for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you tell me, hey, you need to find a way to get over this. You need to find a way to deal with this. So if you don't want to go with a counselor, how do you do that? And so I'm going to twist your wisdom a little bit. So you've given me the advice about what to do, but the way it come out might not be the way that you expect it to come out. And that's kind of how it went in the book for her to come around to the sense of self.
Oh, wow. Wow. And that relates to our everyday. Everybody that's listening can think of a time where they got some wisdom, or they asked somebody for some advice, and they decided to do it their way. They still did it. That's why I love what you said. They still did it, but they put a twist on it. Yeah, I'm going to like this. Yes, yes. So in writing the book, what did you find as you wrote it, what did you find really, really interesting about your characters or putting the characters together? What did you enjoy about it? Let me say that.
Well, it might seem strange, but it was really taking a journey through different points of view.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had a different point of view, because if we're dealing with two sides of one person here. And so everybody had to deal with and cope with the two different sides in different ways. And so you either have an understanding of what's going on or you don't have an understanding of what's going on. And so, and then you have the character itself, the character herself, which is Scholar, that has to deal with everything that's going on with her. So it comes to a point to where it just kind of showed the different faces of everybody that have to deal with one situation.
Hmm. Okay. Yes, yes, I'm going to like this. Like I said, this is a page turner. Now, Zam, I know you, see, Zam was always in books. I was more of the athlete, because Zam loves books. Zam, you got mm-hmm. any questions you want to ask?
I just can't wait to hear the excerpt without her giving too much away of the book.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we'll still. Yeah, don't give away the plot or anything like that, but just a portion of it because, see, I didn't know anything about it until today.
Mm-hmm.
So, because okay. if not for that, I would have read it already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
I'm like, okay, it's something. This is something that I would really want to read.
Okay.
So I just can't wait to hear the excerpt from it.
Okay, okay.
And then I'll be reading it tomorrow.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Listen, so why don't we do this? We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to If our author is ready, she's going to read an excerpt from the book. So why don't we take a break?
Like okay, say, yeah, just a second. When we come back from the break, I do have a question for her before she does the excerpt.
Okay.
But that'll be when we come back.
Okay, sounds good. All right, y'all, this song is coming to you. It's by Marcel Casanova, and it's called Southern Love right here on 5926 Central.
And now, more feel-good music.
Why and how are we doing this here? That's under love. There ain't no ancient secret, ain't
Welcome back, everyone. We have Victoria Falscott on the line, and she's going to get to reading an excerpt out of her book. But before she does, I was just curious, what was your thought process in writing this book? What made you actually say, you know, I'm going to write a novel?
Well, actually, it kind of started out, I was thinking maybe I should make this into a movie. But as I got to writing, the scenes were coming to me more so as a book. So I just typed everything I saw, and by the time I got through, it was too much for a movie at the particular time, and I just kind of left it as a book.
Okay. Well, because a lot of times, you know, was it like a hobby? Is that how it started? Or was it, what made you actually pick up a tablet or a laptop and say, you know what, I'm going to write?
To be honest, it was either write or go through depression. It was really
okay.
My outlet to keep me from falling into a level of depression, because it was so much going on in my life right then. And not only was it so much going on in my life, it was so many people dependent on me for things that was going on in their particular lives. So
right.
It was like, how do I find an outlet to stop this from, you know, bothering me? And so it ended up turning out to be writing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's reading, so I completely understand.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know
yeah,
that you
it did
written.
Start out as.
Go ahead.
It did start out as reading at first, and I would read like one to two books a day. And then when reading wasn't doing enough, and I would have so much going on in my head, I would be like, okay, I got to put this on some paper. So it was like once I started writing, I couldn't stop.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm excited and I'm ready. I'm ready for you to share. Like Jen said, we don't want to, you know, give it all to us tonight. We want to be able to read it, but to hear an excerpt from Twisted Wisdom.
Okay, so how about the first few pages? Will that work?
Yep.
That work?
Yep.
Okay. The still deafening darkness gave off an irritating buzz as the television flickered through the hallway and under the door. The streetlights blinked outside the boarded-up window, exposing the roaches as they hurriedly crawled in and out of the cracks of the old mint-green walls. A child sat on a pea-stained mattress with her knees pulled up to her chest, arms wrapped around her knees as she rocked back and forth. The oversized black shirt stopped mid-thigh, hanging off her shoulder and exposed the pale skin loosely, showing just how malnourished she was. She fought the stomach acid that raged within a growl, boiling up to her throat, almost choking her with a tight grip. Just one more and I'll be able to eat, she coached herself to push through. The old creaking screen door slammed and caused her to jerk. Just one more. Her eyes filled with warm, blinding tears as they always did right before the room filled with a horrifying scent of cheap booze and old male perspiration. She heard her father's snake say, "The door to the left." The door opened and Zoe closed her eyes to wait for the darkness of anger and fight to take over. But reality hit when he touched her and left her with no defense. So she laid there and cried. The man pulled up his pants and stormed out of the room, leaving the door open. "I'm out," Zoe heard him scream from the other room. Snake stood 6 feet tall, clean-shaven, and wore a nicely trimmed goatee. His threatening, emotionless brown eyes complemented his even-toned caramel skin and broad shoulders. He stood face-to-face with a 5'4" angry man. "Not without paying me what you owe," Snake clarified as he stood over the guy. Showing no fear, the man stood his ground. "I ain't coming for no dead lady. You said she was a fighter." He turned to leave and muttered, "Talking about paying, I'll make sure everybody." Snake grabbed him around the neck and whispered in his ear, "What you get and don't get is not my problem. No one walks in and walks out without paying that fare." The man quickly hit Snake in the crotch, and as he fell, he fired 3 shots. Snake fell forward in pain, struggling to pull his body to his chair. He gave up and watched as the man escaped from the front door. "Get in here," Snake choked out. Then he coughed. "You little tramp," Zoe said. Zoe sat on the bed, struggling with what she should do about what transpired. She nervously tiptoed to the end of the hall and peeped to see if Snake was in his chair. His body was laying on the floor, and the television reflected in a puddle of blood. She slid her little feet in the oversized slippers. "Get help," Snake said, taking extra breaths in and out. Zoe didn't even turn to look at his face. If he were able to get up, he would have beaten her already for what had happened. She hurried out of the house as fast as she could, looking from side to side. She tried to see which way to go. And those are the first 2 pages.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm done. I'm so done.
Look, I could see everything that was happening. I was gone. You were through reading. I was still like.
I could see it. I could hear it. I could smell it.
Oh, my God.
And I felt it. It's like, oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes. Definitely. Yes. Yes. Oh, my God. And I know somebody's listening right now. Or if you're listening in the playback, wherever you're listening at, this book is on Amazon. Okay? So we're definitely going to be sharing information of how to get this book. I really want to talk about the start of this book because, oh, my God, you see so much in just the first 2 pages. It's like, you got to see what it's
about. That wasn't even a chapter?
No, that wasn't even a chapter. That was.
Yeah, it was the first 2 pages. And in my mind, I'm saying, run, baby, run.
Run. Right? Jesus. I feel so sorry for the young man getting caught, kicked in the. But listen.
Who feels sorry?
Is, I'm just saying. Listen. I'm just saying, it's like I could see it. It was happening. The pain, the. Now, the description. Now, you know, I think a lot of our gifts are birth. Like you said, you were going through depression and to keep from going through depression. You know, I think that it is a time where we get to in our lives where we are pushed, or I guess you could say navigated into our gifts, into using our gifts. Mm-hmm. If you have a gift, just come on. I mean, just those pages, like you said, a movie, I could actually see it. You might have to go ahead and do the movie and split that and just go ahead and do part one, part two, Just go begin and let's get that thing rolling. But that's, now I really got to read it now. So I'm excited. Tell us, give us, now I already gave out the website. And like you said, they can get it in, they can read it in ebook, but we don't really want to share that. We want people to purchase the book. Okay. So, Do they need a direct link to Amazon, or that they can go through the website?
Yeah, it's through the website. It's on it's on Amazon, and it's in paperback and it's in ebook. And if you just look up Twisted Wisdom by Victoria Falls Scott, and it'll come right up. Or you can go to victoriafallscott.com, and the direct link is on that page.
Awesome, awesome. I'm hoping that you, because everybody's at home now due to the pandemic, so a lot of people are getting in some reading, some much needed reading, you know, and just like you use the tool of writing, you were reading at first, you use the tool of writing to kind of keep you focused. A lot of people are going to, you know, need this material, honey, to keep them focused through this pandemic, because there's a lot of things that have changed in the world today. How did the pandemic affect you personally in your life? What changes did you witness, you know?
Really, I just kind of dug a little deeper, and I started writing. I have several other projects started. I do have another part to this book started, and then I have another one started. So I spent a lot of time, any spare time I can get, I kind of spend that writing. So hopefully we'll have one or two books coming out within the next year. So, well, within the next few months, I'd say, for the most part. But that's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, too. Like they said, let us get the exclusive. We want the interview. We want the talk. we want it. Like they say, the tea. We want the tea, okay, on the book. We want to follow you. We want to keep up with what you're doing. Again, like I asked you, you know, on Messenger, I want you to come on another one of My Gospel Soul's broadcasts, you know, called Sisters United. So we're going to have you on the live video, you know, and hopefully in the future we'll begin a live video for this show as well. But I'm very, very excited, not just about the fact that you are writing, but how it will encourage other women as well as men writers to go ahead and pick that pin up. Don't let this time of pandemic or whatever they want to call it, this time, don't let it go to waste. Use it to be productive. So, you don't have a title yet for that new book. I'm trying to get exclusive.
Well, the next one that I have, I'm really thinking it's going to be called Vertigo.
Is it going to have anything to do with the current book?
Actually, it doesn't have anything to do with this book. The next part to this book is in the workings too. So I'm kind of alternating the both of them. I can only write when I feel a certain type of way. So I'm about to alternating the two of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
let's get to know. I am too. Let's get to know your background now. Okay. You're not only a writer. What other things go on in your life, you know? I like to inspire people. So tell us a little bit more about you.
I would say a little bit more include cooking. That's something that I really, really love to do. I like to experiment with food.
Now that I knew about.
Yes. I just remember chicken wings. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay, I was working on opening a restaurant called Winger Wings. So I am working on that. I like poetry. And I also kind of write messages and stuff from time to time with different information that I receive. But I use those messages to kind of incorporate into my book.
Okay.
So it's a really deep message within any book that I write, because it really has to do with becoming aware of self. And I'm actually working on opening a school too, so I think that might be the last thing on the list.
Wow. that is, and it's so inspiring because a lot of the things that you named or you know, talked about that you love to do are therapeutic things, you know. And I was talking to a lady earlier, and I was telling her, I said, you know, we have so many gifts, and a lot of people will put one gift down or they'll say, I'm going to just do this, and I'm worried about everything else. But when you have a lot of things that really keep you motivated and going and can be therapeutic for your life, I say do them. You know?
Right.
I say get out there and find out everything about yourself. You know, find out everything that you're capable of doing, you know. And you'll find that you won't get lost. You may have, because I dealt with depression on a lot of different levels. And so it was when I started doing all the things that I knew I was able to do, and I'm still discovering, I found it therapeutic, you know, and it keeps me from falling into that dark place and some people don't understand that depression is affects your body. It affects, you know, your you being sociable, you know. And so I think that it's awesome that you found a way to cope instead of falling into a place of depression.
Yeah, and the school is actually kind of what the school is about. It's in the book. That's where the school started. I actually started writing on this book back in like 2009, and I kind of stopped. And I picked it back up to finish it last year. And but the school actually started, the idea for the school, our career center, really started in the book. So you'll kind of really get an overview of what the school would be about in the book as well.
Awesome. Okay. Sam, you got any more questions?
No. No more questions. I'm looking up the book.
Well, you know, I want to thank you for taking our time at such short notice to join us live tonight on the show. I wasn't sure. I said I'm gonna just sit in and I'm gonna just pray she can come on. And so I just want to say thank you for coming on the show tonight and sharing this awesome piece of work with us.
And you're so very welcome. And I do want to thank you for actually inviting me. It means a lot.
Yes, I got a whole lot more for I need you to show up on. Oh, my goodness. So, again, get the book. Go to VictoriaFallsScott.com. I'll say it again, VictoriaFallsScott.com, and get it. Twisted Wisdom. Again, thank you for coming to the show. Sam, you got anything else you want to say before we end this show tonight?
No, nothing at all. Y'all just be easy.
Be easy. I know that's right. All right, y'all. This has been 5926 Central with the Cook Girls. That's cool. That's Zam and Queenie. The rest of them, I guess they're asleep right now. But we had a good time. Thank you for coming on the air again. And we will talk to you next Monday. I believe your sister's coming on next Monday, Leandria. She's going to be on talking with us. We just sharing the airways with family, friends as well. You know, but right now we're just going through the family and sharing all the gifts that that God has given to this family. We love you all. And if that being all, like I said, sir, that being all, good night.
This is
the family that God has blessed me with. To God be the glory for the great things that He has done. And remember,